Jesus' death, is it connected to Genesis?
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular author and speaker from Australia.
You know, sadly, because our culture has become so secularized, people don't know the real reason why Jesus had to die on a cross. You remember the movie, The Passion of the Christ? I wonder how many people understood the scene where Christ stomped on a snake that was slithering through the Garden of Gethsemane. Did the viewers really make the connection to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15? It states that one day God would send a Savior to bruise or crush the head of the serpent. It's a prophecy right there in Genesis concerning the death and resurrection of Christ. And to fully understand the cross of Christ, we must first connect it with the sin of the first man, Adam. Now, if more pastors would teach the importance of Genesis, they'd know that it was foretold that Jesus would someday put an end to the curse that had been placed on man after Adam sinned. And sadly, many pastors have compromised Genesis with millions of years and evolutionary ideas, so they're not teaching the foundational importance of this book to their people.
One of the themes of our special Answers magazine issue on Charles Darwin is the compromise of the church regarding evolution. For some eye-opening reading, get this wonderful resource when you call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS and give a gift of any amount. That's 1-888-89-ANSWERS, or you can go to the web at answersoffer.org. answersoffer.org.